That's basically a driveway. We had put the fence around it. We had put markers. We had been keeping it up. Neither one of the churches was contributing money. And my thing was, it was a black cemetery, and I just hated to see it looking like crap. So as a community, didn't care who belonged there, we're going to take care of it. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, okay.
And so now to this day, they're still sitting over there arguing over bullshit.
Yep.
And they said, has this deacon taken any responsibility?
He's deceased now.
You're kidding.
And he was sitting up there with a copy of the deeds and some records of people that had cemetery plots up there. He would not even give it to us. His wife finally gave it to Reverend Strickland after he passed. I said, okay. No biggie.
I see. Okay.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, community coming together. We don't. We don't. Like I said, the only time we really come together is somebody's funeral.
When did you just sort of first notice this happening?
When we started building buildings, it got worse. And the more people start moving in.
What do you mean building buildings?
See, we have the big new sanctuary. Pleasant Hill has remodeled. It's almost like it's a competition thing. I don't know. Because to me, it really doesn't matter. You know, I go to church wherever I go to church. Mm-hmm. If I feel like going to Pleasant Hill today, that's where I go. If I feel like going to Alpharetta today, I go to Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. And if you were a first-time visitor here, I would say we have several black churches in the area. I would name them all that I know. I don't say come to Zion. And anybody new that I met for the first time, they'll tell you, I don't say. Unless they say, well, where do you go to church? Because I said, you know, I'm a community person. I want people to have choices as to where you want to go. So you check them all out. Then you make your decision. Don't make it based on me. Mm-hmm. So that's how I've been handling it.
Do you feel that Roswell has sort of lost its small town feeling?
Yes and no. I still think it's kind of a small town. But as people come into it, administration changes, it's changing.
Has Atlanta sort of encroached on it at all?
And no, I don't think so.
So that distance is still there. They still seem distinct. Is there much back and forthness between Atlanta and Roswell? Is there, you know, do people sort of, it's like, I guess there's much traveling between Roswell and Atlanta.
As far as,
you know, do people, a lot of people work there maybe, live here, or? So there's not much going on between the two.
Mm-mm, because now most of the jobs are up here in this area.
Really?
Uh-huh. Most people come to, are in Alpharetta, Cummings, all up 400 now.
Really?
That's where most of the jobs are now.
So the ideas that were expressed before about needing to get out of Atlanta, that generation that was saying, you know, we needed to get out of Roswell, that sense shouldn't be here anymore.
No, and you know what? And you know, I used to hear a lot of people say that, and I think it was a lot of it, people thought they were better than,